Blog Talk Radio.
This your boy City. When I'm out there in the club, man, I'm rocking with my boy DJ Tom G on the ones and twos.
Yo! Father Jesus, him I said, pan him throne, him no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want. Daddy Jesus, him I said, pan him throne, him no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want.
Yo, this is Sis K, leave a message after the tone, represent the Lord in everything you do.
Hi, guys. It is 4:04 on the Northern Rain. Wagwan. Yes, that is me singing in the intro. That was years back. Trust me. I was like, I think my little brother did like one take. He was like, now. And I was like, okay, I'm ready. And then since then, I went on to bigger DJs, Brother Trooper, Lover's Choice Sound Station. And now I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. So, yes. I do like to do my own intro. You know, I like to consolidate my daddy's money. I like to consolidate. You know, as daddy talks about the parable of the sowers and the men that he gives talents, and the one who buried his talent because he was fearful that God would not be pleased with him had he lost it. He was actually... his talent was taken from him, the one that he had buried, and it was given to the one who had actually maximized his talent. So we want to try to keep everything that our dad gives us. We want to keep it in the family. Trust me, he is the king of kings for a reason. That means that you are potential kings and lords and queens. So, you know, we know how to manage our money. We know how to keep everything together. So who gonna check me, boo? Who gonna check me? Boo, my daddy is a king. So if any of you are familiar with the show Housewives of Atlanta, years ago, Sheree said, who gonna check me, boo? And she just said it so casually that I believe each and every woman, every man, might have had a moment where they thought to themselves, if only I had that term because I would have said it right then and there. Okay, that's how I'm going to keep it classy with a little nasty. I'm McNasty, okay? And she really served it, okay? So, big up Sheree, but this is Sister K. This ain't Sheree. So, I'm going to have to give it to you as my daddy has commanded. Why? Because he's the king and shepherd of my life, and I have to do what he says, and I'm going to tell you why. Now, before you get, well, Sister K, why? Well, let me tell you why. The reason why is because if you try to serve that justice on your own, that's not going to work out in your favor. It is, wait a minute, is this, I have two callers that I'm expecting to call in. So I'm really wondering if this one of my call, I have one secret caller, and then I have a touch of spice that's calling in. So let me just see. Let me just see who is that. 1 second. Let's see who it is. This is the Northern Rain. Caller, you're live. How may I help you?
Hi, it's Nikita.
Nikita, welcome! How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. Nikita, okay, you guys, we got the special guest, okay? Before I scream on her ear, Nikita is calling from the UK, doll. What is this,
yeah.
Doll? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so good. You're going viral. I think you're like at 640K.
I am indeed, yes.
Gosh, did you expect this?
No, I didn't. Not at all. I started off my page last year, April, and I normally have like about, I'll say the most I'll have about 5 to 6 views every week. And I was like, what's the point of doing this page if I already have this amount of people? And I did my last video last week, and it went viral within 72 hours.
Amazing. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that, Keita? Do you feel as though this is something that God wanted you to do? Or how do you feel with that kind of a turnout?
Yes, it's something that God wanted me to do. It was not my intention to do that video at all. I told my friend about it, so I would never, ever share that story to anyone except the people that's very close to me. And while I was doing my previous video, the Holy Spirit said, it's time to share your story. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I did a second video. Heard again, it's time to share your story. So I did that story and just say, okay, let me just see how it turned out. And I just pressed send, and it went viral. Yeah.
Isn't it amazing to be used by God like that?
Definitely is.
That's amazing. I just look at the numbers going. And we did have a meeting set up. Keita was to call in. And I really said, Keita, there's not much that, and I know I said that I just wanted you to make a brief call. But if you're at work, that's fine. You can call on Saturday. You're at work?
No, I'm not at work, no.
Okay, so you're going to call back on Saturday, and you're going to be a feature on our Girls at Heart magazine. Keita's calling from UK. I'd like for you to tell me, Keita, because the girls that are watching and the amount of people that are coming in, what is the feedback that you're getting? How are they? What are they telling you? What are you hearing?
I've spoken for within today's the eighth day, and within that eighth day, I believe I've spoken to over 300 women and men. Yeah. There's some people that gave their life to Christ. There's some people, men, cried. There's some that left their relationship. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's overwhelming to know that one video I put out there, so many people are struggling in silence. And I think for me to share my story and just being honest, had people really realizing that, yeah, this is not, it's not worth it.
Keita, what are you there's a girl out there that's sleeping with a man, and she's sleeping with him. What do you have to say to her? He's not marrying her. What do you say to her? Tell her now. Talk to her now.
So she's with him, and he doesn't want to get married to her. That's what you're saying?
Nope, and he's just having sex with her. To all of the girls out here that are going through this and they're having children with men, what do you have to say to them as someone who experienced this?
To be honest with you, I was never like that 3 years ago. I used to be that girl that wanted attention, and I never viewed myself as self-worthy because I just never had it in me to be worthy of anything or good enough for anything. And at the moment I gave my life to Christ, I knew myself as a different person, and I knew that I had standards. I knew that I'm worthy. I'm worth something. So I think for me, it was very important to not to sleep with anyone until my wedding day. Not to say that if I don't get married, it will be okay. Do you know what I mean? So
right.
I think for me, women that are sleeping with men out there, and there's no purpose in the relationship, it's quite sad, because what's the point of me giving you my body and there's no title towards it? It's no point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you think that if a woman like that, because you know I'm a chastity child as well, and I am in chastity, and minutes before we were scheduled to we made an impromptu schedule, I began to tear up thinking about everything that you were going through. And I remembered at a particular point in the video when I seen you just kind of hold back and then continue. I felt the spirit of the Lord, and I just want to say thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
You've helped so many people. How selfless of you.
Yes, thank you so much. It's to be honest with you, I just never thought this would happen. Never in a million years, but I think patience time of praying to God and me feeling that I am worthy, that I can help others to feel like that, because I used to be in the same place as many of us, you know, is at the moment. So I love helping people, and I think that's always been, that's my purpose now, to help women identify themselves for who they are and not in a man, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. So for the women that need to get a relationship with God, what are the steps they should take to get out? What do you advise?
To get out the relationship, I think you should start to learn who you are as an individual first. And that will make you notice that where you're going with that person, what's the goals, where are we going, why is it that I can sleep, you can sleep with me, but I am not worthy of having a ring, or not worthy of, you know, moving to the next step. So I think the first thing the woman should do is to know who she is as a woman. The moment you know that, things change.
And how have you been coping? I know as someone that actually got married as a chastity child for 3 years, that when I realized that I was married to a narcissist non-believer, it still bothers me a little bit, but I'm going forward. But how do you, and I'm, no, I, they threw it out, but how are you coping, sweetheart?
Coping with the all the changes in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was not an easy few months. I've even lost some of my hair being stressed. I lose the middle of my hair. It has not been an easy few months, but I spoke to my friend 2 weeks ago, and that was when I realized that I need to get out of this trap, is that when she told me my expectation of the person is too high. I am putting him on a pedestal where my expectation is too high. And I realized that my expectation. So I think expectation is one thing that some women do have, and we put it so high that it affects us so much. And acceptance. Mm-hmm. I had to accept the fact that he's married now and he's no longer going to be mine. And when the moment when I accept that and the expectation went away is when I said to myself, okay, this is it. I have to start this journey on my own. I'm like literally a new baby trying to start off everything again. Yeah.
So Keita spent 10 years in a relationship and conceived a son.
Mm-hmm.
And she came into the knowledge of Christ, and then what happened?
So,
what change took place? Mm-hmm.
What change? I think, so the relationship ended 7 years ago. Well, not seven years ago, 4 years, well, 4 years ago. We were in a relationship for 7 years, but the attachment I had towards the person, I couldn't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So, within so that process of couldn't let go made me notice the person who I am. So I started to learn who I am as a person. So when I got back, when we finally say let's try it again, I saw there was things that, oh wow, okay, like I've grown out of that. So it just made me think to myself, oh, you know, the way how I used to be at the age of 19 to the age of 29 is totally different. So I had to finally say to myself, this is it. You know, I have to let go, completely let it go, let go of the string. So I did that in April last year, and that was it. I never looked back.
Well, you know, to bring it to a better note, we will be having you put snippets on our magazine, Girls at Heart, and help to continue encouraging. But we noticed that you're natural, and I noticed the men are just going wild over your picture. Every guy is just liking it. Do you watch the YouTube Naturalista, do you know Black Onyx?
I think so.
Okay, because there's going to be, you believe you do know her?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's going to be, I shared her video with you. I want you to look her up, Black Onyx.
Okay.
And all of her products, she's turned a multi-millionaire. She founded her own business and everything. So
I'm going to have her listen to this, and she's also going to be doing she's going to be interviewed here as well, and we're going to get you some products, though, because you're fabulous, and I thank you for your boldness of wearing your natural hair, and you're still so beautiful and all coming together. Your husband,
you are so,
your partner is going to be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
He's going to get a good, now, guys, I'm not selling, but, you know, I'm just saying, if you've not seen her, she's beautiful. That picture that I've seen of you, and you just were kind of looking out.
Yes.
And you're, I was captivated. And I just noticed, you know, because I did the promo video, and each time I would see all these men, and they're just, like, clicking, and they're just liking it, and all this outpouring of love. I'm just thankful to God for you. And you're so meek. And the Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. And I'm
Amen.
So very proud of you. So very proud of
Thank
you, Kita.
Thank you.
So we're going to give you just this last 10 minutes, if you could just send a word of encouragement out to anybody that's going through in these last 10 minutes that we have. We'd greatly love to hear it from you, as we're greatly esteemed to have you as our guest. Take it away,
guys. Okay. So I would like to just encourage anyone that's going through a hard time, is either relationship or just as an individual problem at the moment, just lay it at Jesus' feet. You know, Jesus died for us 2,000 years ago, and
Jesus.
Anything that you have going on, just lay it at his feet, because God didn't just send him on this earth to send across his words, but he came to die for our sin. And I believe I've been through so much in my life, and I don't know where would I be without God right now. I would be
I
a total wreck or something. So I'm just thankful that if God can do it for me, he can definitely do it for you. So just believe that God
Jesus.
Loves you as you are called.
Amen. I feel chilled. The anointing is resting on you. Hallelujah, Jesus God. We just honor you, and we welcome you in this place right now, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, God. I'm sorry, everyone. But when my Paracletus comes in, when the Holy Spirit comes in the building, he makes a grand entrance. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're more than worthy. And
Amen.
So we're thankful. And so I'm going to just take these little brief moments before we leave to just let you give your social media out so that people can contact you and get in contact with you, and just give that information out for me, doll.
So my Facebook page is KITA Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram at Kita Baptiste Foundation. And I'm just trying to build my website and everything. So it will be going up. It slowly but surely will be going up soon.
Perfect. So what I'll do is,
if anyone wants to have, like, a word or anything, please inbox me. I will reply. I have replied to all the messages that I've received. So just message me.
Amazing. Amazing. Amazing grace. How sweet
yes.
that sounds. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you're good. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. Now, this was we planned it behind the scenes because we didn't want to make any promises that we couldn't keep.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Because Kita had to call, and it's costing her. So I'm encouraging anyone, if you go in her inbox, that you also leave a little nugget of offering in there, because that is something that I personally will be doing. And a little gift that we're going to send to you. And I'm encouraging other people to likewise, when you go in her inbox, if you have it, please ask her for her details so that you can be a blessing unto her. Because for her to come and share her testimony and have to start all over again, we have no idea what the financial connections they shared. So we should all, as children of God, step forward, not just with your mouth and with your life, with your hand and your pocket book, and help out. I know she's so meek, and I know she's like, why did you do this? but I just felt it laid on my heart, and I'm sorry, but I had to do it, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. I left my job,
actually.
You're so
welcome.
So that's amazing.
Oh, we thank you so much, sweetie. So you go and you get home to your son and wait on the Lord and be a good, wait on him because I'm waiting and I'm thanking you for it because you've encouraged me and you've encouraged others and the work has only begun. It's only begun. God is going to lead you into paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen.
And he will take you before the nations if he has to. He will do it all for his name's sake. And you're his child. And when we all band together and realize who we are and that our strength lies in our ability of knowledge of self and self-worth, if he says to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, if I love myself 40%, that means I'm going to love my neighbor 40%? I must love myself. That's key to that. We have to love ourselves. And if you're in that kind of a situation, ladies, and you're sleeping with a man, trust me, it feels good for me to come home to peace than rather pieces and anger and expectation that is not being met.
That's it. That's it.
It's not worth it. And I walk out of my... It's not worth it. And I was engaged to my childhood sweetheart, and finally we jumped in, and only to find out I married such a broken man. And when God told me, go quickly.
Yeah.
He's going to hurt you, and he'd already abused me several times. I've been in and out of domestic violence shelter, only married from 2014, and I could only stay with the man 6 months, and I had to run.
Wow.
So there's one side where the marriage doesn't take place, and there is a side where the marriage takes place. And thank God that he put a ram in the bush and allowed me to be annulled.
That's it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Because I went into that marriage with 3 years of virtuosity as a total chastity child to have that interrupted by him. But God put me right back in my ministry and set me on my path. And I thank God for him in allowing me to meet someone as wonderful as you, Keita, who has stood up and just so boldly confessed what Christ has done for you. You will be greatly rewarded in Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
And we're going to head on out, and we're going to thank you again, Keita. We are just loving you.
Yes.
We're thanking you so much, doll. And so I will go ahead and I'll put this up and I'll tag you and all of her fans. I know they're going to be so elated to actually hear her voice. And I don't want you guys over inundating her in her inbox. What you really want to do is put some coins in there so she can get that website up and she could come to you live and direct. And then when she does that, everybody can eat. We don't want to be so greedy that we're all eating off of her. We need to be able to pour into her so that she can be able to continue the ministry and bring forth what that says the Lord. Some girls are choosing to stay, but she's the one that chose to go. She stepped out on faith, and she brought forth what God had implanted in her, and she left.
Amen.
She chose to put herself into chastity. She chose to say, no, we have to go to the church. I am now in a relationship with God, and she switched it. And went right into what God had told her to do. And God did not see him as the one for her. God had somebody better. No offense. I'm sure he's enjoying himself wherever he is. But you are a queen. And God needs someone for you that knows more word than you. And that wouldn't be him because you brought him in. So God has somebody for you.
That's it.
And you just keep looking adorable. So I'll hit you behind scenes, doll. And thank you. We love you, Keita. We love you.
Love you too.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye. You get travel home safe and kiss the UK for us. We'd love to be there soon. Okay, so thank you, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay, dear.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. So there you had it. That was Keita, and that was live and direct. So I am full of excitement, and I am full of tea. It was nice to be able to have an opportunity to sip some tea. And Keita, we had tried, and it just really didn't work out for us. when was that, Wednesday, and we scheduled for Saturday. And as I said, this is costing her. So I'm encouraging everyone, when you go into her web, in her inbox or on her page, what have you, please send a donation. If you have to, send something. If you're from America, you can send it here. I'll send one big swooping chunk of donation, but we need her up and running. Many are called and few are chosen, and I'm thankful that she was willing to put herself out there, her life, her testimony, what she experienced, how it impacted her. And let's remember, Keita has a son, and Keita has to raise this child, and every time she looks at this child, she is reminded, I'm sure, of the father. So we know that now she's reminded of the head of her life, father. So any girls out there that are living with a man and you're not getting anything out of it more than just a romp in the bed, I'm allowing you right now in this moment to lay it down through this testimony. Use her testimony to strengthen yourself to walk out. Use my testimony as someone who did get married and had to run from a violent man to run out. Get out. Just get out. In Jesus' name we pray. And I rock, and I pray that you all have a great evening and rock your day, rock your life. It's your life. You only have one. And you don't want to end up in a casket trying to work it out with somebody who God did not put in your life for you, okay? You can't choose them. Let God bring to him and present you to him. Don't present yourself, okay, because it won't work, all right? And I'll talk to you later, guys. God bless you.